Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm going to continue right on in a message I started yesterday, and I've entitled Crying of the Blood. And I pray that you will hear my heart, because I've been so burdened with the state of the church, the body of Christ, and sensing what God is requiring of us, that because we are in the final hours of time, because we are in the last days, beloved, we need to do all we can individually to prepare ourselves to meet our bridegroom. And there has been a concerted attack and effort of the enemy ever since. Well, he worked in the time of Paul. You read his epistles, and he says, I know after my time, perilous, ravenous wolves will come in to divide the flock. The enemy has always sent in those who were false prophets or deceivers, or those who would twist the truth in such a way that people would be deceived or turned aside. All kinds of philosophies, all kinds of doctrines over the ages, beloved. Ever since Jesus was here, the enemy has not stopped in using intellectualism and all kinds of what appeared to be scholastic theology to water down and detract from the simple message of Jesus Christ, that He came to save sinners. Jesus came to preach repentance, and that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Paul preached Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He did not want to preach with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And beloved, in our own days, it has not ceased. And my heart is that we need to, as never before, pray for one another and stay in the middle, in the center of that narrow way that leads to life everlasting. We need to have the conviction of the truth of the Word of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is truth. He is the Spirit of truth. The Word of God is truth. When Pilate asks Jesus, what is truth? Well, the Word defines what's truth. The Word says, Thy Word, O Lord, is truth. And Jesus is the very embodiment of truth. And beloved, in recent history, what was it, back in the 19th century, when rationalism seemed to proliferate? And of course, man has taken it to the place, that we can solve all of our problems. This is the mentality today. We're being overwhelmed with technology, science, technology. That's the answer for man's needs. We'll just get advanced enough, make new discoveries enough, research enough, and we will be able to solve the problems of mankind. We don't need God. That's their God is the science is their God. But beloved, there are no answers outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are in a place where multitudes are crying out for the reality of and the truth of this world in which we live. Beloved, there's such an attempt of the enemy to bring division in the body of Christ, to bring in false concepts and doctrines. There are those who have large congregations. They're preaching the law of attraction, which is an occult philosophy that was espoused by the Theosophists late in the 19th century. Beloved, we will only be able to walk in that truth if we stay close to the Lord and have a personal relationship with Him and read and understand the Word of God and listen to those who believe in the purity and the simplicity of the gospel. gospel. There are those that in the earliest 20th century, the seminaries were invaded. Start in Germany, this liberal theology, really questioning the virgin birth, the reality of miracles, and basically it just disintegrated, degenerated down into a social gospel. We need to care for the needs of others. Well, of course we do, but beloved, we've got to have the whole counsel of God. If you're living in a vibrant, real, powerful relationship with Jesus, then you will bring forth good fruit. People will see your good works and magnify the Father. Your Father, which is in heaven. All those good social activities come out of a relationship, a genuine relationship with the Lord, who acknowledges Him as Lord, that He is the God of time, of the universe, of miracles, of every law, natural as well as supernatural. So many modernistic, liberal ministers today have basically are preaching their own gospel. So often, we're just like Israel. You know, every man does what is right in his own eyes. And this may not be the case in your church, but or in your particular denomination that you may be in. But beloved, there are whole denominations today, I trust you know that, that have been torn apart, literally, because of their stand on the Word of God. They either believe the Word as it is written, or there are those who believe we need to be culturally relevant, that some of the things in the Word of the Lord, well, no, we have to make it applicable for today. And that has divided, bitterly divided, those in denominations. And so, beloved, what I'm saying is that the enemy is doing all he can to bring deception, false doctrine into the church world, if you would. And perhaps I look at it very simplistically. I mean, certainly he's alive and well, bringing division, doing everything he can to wreak havoc in the traditional Christian world. But beloved, where is this all headed? I see, as we look at the Word of God, there is going to be the emergence of a one-world government, a one-world system, the emergence of the Antichrist, and a one-world religion. There are those who have not been enlightened. They're not saved. They talk a religious talk. But there are those who believe that we're all on the same path toward God, toward heaven, and emerging together of all the basic religions of the world. They're going to have to do this, beloved, to have a one-world religion. There are those that are advocating Chrislam, joining Christianity and Islam. There are those that say, well, at least, there's a strength in the monotheistic religions of the world. There's a great similar, all preach one God, the Judaism and Islam and Christianity. And there's a move to bring these three streams together, if you would. And beloved, I'm sorry, you cannot do it. Why? Because a true Christian says that there's no other way but through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews, Orthodox Jews, they don't even recognize Jesus. They didn't recognize him when he was physically here, and they don't recognize him as their soon coming king. Beloved, and Islam, well, obviously, you can see that there can be, true Christians cannot join with any other religious faction in the world in spite of the attempts of those ministers and leaders who are trying to propagate that. That's why Jesus said, the world hated me, they're going to hate you. Why? Because we are absolutely intolerant. We are completely irrational as far as they're concerned, because there's only one way. We really believe what Jesus said. He is the door to the sheepfold. We believe when he said, there's no way to God, no way to the Father, but by him. That's why we will be so hated. We can see the animosity and the ridicule that has been increasing in recent years, and it will continue because we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, We need to preach not philosophy, but the whole counsel of God. Multitudes of people are looking for, they're crying out for justice, just like the blood of Abel cried out from the earth. If you will, the cry of the blood of the souls of multitudes are crying out to God for answers. They want to know if he's real. And the only thing that will be able to give them answers to satisfy that hunger and thirsting and longing in their souls is their Lord Jesus Christ, the preaching of the cross, that man is a sinner and we have to repent. That's it. There's glory after we are changed from glory to glory, but beloved, that's the first step. Man has to admit that he's a sinner. He can't change himself, and it's only through the atoning blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary that will bring understanding, comprehension. You have to be born again. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus. He was a religious scholar of his day, and he didn't get it. It's like, huh? What are you saying? When Cain was asked by the Lord where his brother was, he angrily said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord said, "What have you done? If you would have only listened to me, you would have been honored. You would have had your offering accepted. You would have had the rightful place of rulership that was to be yours because you were the eldest, Cain. And what have you done?" Beloved, I see two applications, not only in society where there's havoc. Cain went from the presence of the Lord, and obviously, we look at the world today and we can see there is no acknowledging of the presence of the Lord. They're in darkness. And even in the religious world, many who have been a professional preacher or minister, they've spent decades preaching a gospel. They've talked about a historical Christ of yesterday, but multitudes are crying out for deliverance from sin, sickness, and spiritual death. Beloved, I was in one of those denominations. As a young person, as a teenager, I turned my back on everything. It's like, this isn't real. I went out in the world for 10 years, said I'd never be in a church again. But 10 years after God let me do my own thing, I finally met the Lord Jesus Christ. And he alone was the only agency, the only person that could transform my life. I was looking for answers. And beloved, as it was in my case and perhaps in yours, every one of us, so it is in the lives of multitudes who are crying out for reality. Well, I've got so much to share. We'll just have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Beloved, if you have unsaved loved ones, if you have those that may have served the Lord and they're backslid, won't you just share their names with me, and I will be praying and believing God with you for a work of salvation to break the hold of Satan in their lives and to see them brought into the ark of safety. I love you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.